What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Tuesday, everybody. Happy Safe Harbor Day.
Yay!
Tuesday, blasting at you, crab diving from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera. Ooh, that was abrupt. USA, it's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live in the East. If it isn't that time, I mean, eastern part of the United States, if you're in, like, Hong Kong, I can't tell. I don't know what time it is. Check your watch, check your phone.
Siri, what time is it in Hong Kong?
Creepy.
Didn't say anything.
Whether you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7.
Stream this, motherfucker.
Maybe you're listening to us as a rerun. No, I said that. Or a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. We're always at crabdiving.com. We appreciate listening adventure with us.
Sato!
Oh, I got that one. We haven't heard that one in a minute.
Yeah. Shame on you, you motherfucker.
Speaking in tongues. Kind of singing in tongues. He had a little more music on than some of them, but
this
although Paula.
These charlatans that speak in tongues and just make so much cash. They must piss people off that are linguists and stuff, or translators, or people that have learned an actual real language, instead of making money going, da-ding-da, da-ding-da, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's
more of a performance art, I think.
Yeah.
And fraud.
Oh, yeah.
Give me your money, you'll get into heaven.
That's the
payoff.
Right.
Come to church, give us your money, and we'll make sure you get everlasting crotch tickling.
And you know, the crotch tickling is so important that a lot of these lunatics think their temple or whatever needs a COVID restriction exemption.
Yes.
Like they need a tax exemption.
And that's, I believe, the SCOTUS is going to hear one of those. Awesome.
Oh please. They're going to be like, fine. Fine. Let him stay open. It's Jesus. I have no confidence in this.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link or the banner on our webpage, every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commissione and it doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Just helps us out here at Crab Diving.
Hello, governor. Jolly good.
They got the first COVID shot in England, so, you know.
Did you get the jab?
We're going to be busting out our bad accents.
Right. Bad.
Well, mine's bad.
Oh, yes.
Yours is spot on.
Oh, thank you, governor.
Over at the... my name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer.
Over at the...
Did you ever do Oliver?
I did not. I ran a follow spot.
Oh.
For Oliver one time a production.
I always wanted to do that because consider yourself at home.
I had infinitely, I'm not going to say more fun, but right. I had a great time working crew.
The times I
worked crew and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's always fun.
Yes.
And then you see exactly
you guys are
what
stoned.
They think of a lot of the actors.
Oh, they hate them. They probably fucking
not
hate
all of
them.
They like the good actors.
Oh, yes.
That are nice to them. I mean, not that are talented or whatever. That they don't give a shit. They care about, you know, how what an asshole the actor is, and if they don't fuck shit up.
You know, if there's any young actors out there, here's a pro tip if you're listening
sure,
they're
all tuning in for Spotify, for tips.
Absolutely, Stitcher, the podcasting app. Be nice to your stage manager. Be extra nice to your stage manager. That's the only person that matters. You know what I mean?
Well, that's not true.
You got to say thank you five.
But everybody. The only time I got mad at in a production was a young actor, like through a costume.
Yeah.
At the costume person, it was like I asked you twice.
Who would do that?
To this little twat and
hello.
I yelled at him and I said, "How many other professions do you have where everybody else's fucking job is to make you look good?"
Yeah, motherfucker. That's true.
And I'm like, you treat every member of the crew like you would your parents, like you would your family.
Right.
Fucking asshole.
Right. And just to put a point on all this, like what you say, I mean, the way theater people treat each other is good. Evidenced by the fact you don't see any plays going on right now in the middle of this fucking pandemic. Right?
I guess.
I really don't. And because actors want to take care of other actors. They want to see anybody else getting sick.
Well, but the big the big cities too tend to be more liberal.
Well, I mean, so
insane. Surrounded, even if they're, you know, like in Alabama. Yeah. There's a lot of beleaguered liberals in Mobile and Birmingham.
Birmingham. You know, at least in Birmingham they make you wear a mask. Here, not so much.
Speaking of Birmingham.
Hello!
I think it's not too far away from Coventry, which is...
Right.
A 90-year-old woman has become the first patient in the world to receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine after its approval in the UK, where the NHS has launched its biggest vaccine campaign.
Yay! Why aren't we first?
We'll be close.
Why aren't we first?
Well, it'll be close. They rushed their approval even more than we did.
But they
so if our like FDA or CDC or whatever and whatever laws need to be hoops need to be jumped through.
Yeah.
There one could argue that, you know, Britain was a week less
right.
Week more reckless than we have been or whatever. Okay. But I don't think that's the case, you know. I'm not dissing their approval process.
Oh, no, I'm dissing our process.
Margaret Keenan received the jab at 6:31 a.m. in Coventry.
Would you like a jab, Governor?
Marking the start of a historic mass vaccination program with two M's and an E.
Ooh, how is that pronounced? Program?
Program. Which is by far the largest in the NHS's 73-year history. Oh, look, Britain has had nationalized health service for 73 fucking years.
But.
No, yeah. I mean, we're envious.
Well.
To our listeners across the pond.
Well, but there a lot. Some of them aren't cunts. There's a lot of people over here that are cunts.
We have a high rate
of.
Country.
Cunt fuckery. You know what I mean?
The vaccines will be administered at 70 hospital hubs around the UK with patients aged 80 and over. Who are already attending hospital as an outpatient or being discharged home, being first in line. Oh, look at that. They're giving it to the most vulnerable first.
Well,
wow.
Of course.
Not the most rich.
You know, man.
Because that's happening there too, though.
God.
You know, there's people who are like, you know, well, make sure.
Right.
Make sure that we have our access to the. She's a former jewelry shop assistant who retired 4 years ago.
Wow.
At 87, she retired.
My God.
She said she feels privileged to be the first person vaccinated against COVID-19. It's the best early birthday present I could wish for.
Right.
It means I can finally look forward to spending time with my family. Well, you got to go back in a little bit, I think.
Yeah. Say that again. How much time do you have to wait?
There's a waiting period between the first and second shot if I am correct.
If memory serves, you're right. It's 21 days. However, we've learned that I saw an article today that said the first dose is more effective than first believed. However, you will still need a second dose.
Oh. She has a daughter, a son, and four grandchildren.
Right.
She's originally from Enniskillen, Northern Ireland. but has lived in Coventry. Oh, she's probably got a really cool accent for more than 60 years. I can't thank May and the NHS staff enough. Anyway, blah blah blah. So
right.
But my other favorite part. Will you shut up?
God damn. This dog is outspoken. She will be heard. I'm speaking, she says. I'm speaking.
Second person.
Yes.
Vaccinated. Was 81 year old. William Bill Shakespeare.
Congratulations. I think that's fitting.
An
Thank
inpatient
you.
At the hospital in Coventry.
Hello.
Who's local to his namesake's county of birth, Warwickshire.
Warwickshire.
Care home provider. Oh,
does he get a check every time somebody does?
Well, I don't know.
Much ado about nothing.
I don't know if he's related.
Or am I?
I mean, he's from Stratford upon Avon's.
He's my uncle.
Is in Warwickshire. If I remember correctly.
I don't get any royalty payments.
So there you go. Congrats to what's going on in Britain. Rock on, guys.
Absolutely. And you know what happens when
you're still careening towards disaster with that whole Brexit thing, but you're getting the COVID vaccine out.
Yeah. I mean, listen, when you're America, we get to say congrats to a lot of people, but usually not us.
Not these days.
No. And I think it is a failure already, the way we've handled the vaccine. With that story yesterday about Trump just said, no thanks. No thanks, Pfizer. None of my golf buddies work for your company, so I don't want to do a deal with you. Is that what it was?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know the reasoning behind it, but it was probably he felt that... Wasn't he more in bed with Moderna, or am I... remembering things incorrectly.
I don't know.
Ryan's been messing with his
plug with my mic stand,
his mic stand. That's
fucking intern.
The rattling you're hearing.
Up. You're fired. Not the dog.
But yeah, wasn't he? Didn't Trump like slither into the hot tub with Moderna at the outset?
Yeah.
So he probably told all of his golfing buddies, but you know, we're gonna give them all the best money and all the best scientists. We're gonna kidnap some German scientists. We're gonna buy them from Angela Merkel.
What if Trump, when he was just imagine if he wasn't such a fuckhead, if he got in the office,
that's really hard.
And he said, you know what? The expectations of how I'll behave in here are so low. All I have to be is reasonably shitty.
He was,
and I'm a winner.
Worse than what we expected.
And I'll have a second term.
Yeah.
If he had appointed a COVID czar,
he might have won. Yeah. Terrifying, but yeah.
I mean, you know, because it seems like what he's doing now is just as much work as being moderately shitty.
Oh, well, or a lot of people are making the argument if he would have put 1/10 of the effort into his COVID response,
right,
that he put into this fraud of a fraud
yeah.
claim of fraud claims, this fraudulent fraud claim, these fraudulent fraud claims, then maybe less people would be dead. Certainly less people would be dead.
Yeah, that's so true. He's preoccupied.
We have a shit ton to get to, and there's breaking news and all kinds of shit going
on. Oh my God.
It is Safe Harbor Day, everybody. So Joe Biden will be president.
Right. Right. Even if you have to fucking roll that wacko out of the
Even though Trump
White
has
House.
Been trying to delay the certification, today that small window closes because today is the Safe Harbor deadline under federal law. It's a federal fucking law.
Yes. It matters. That matters, right?
Yeah, but to listen to Rudy and them, it's like, oh, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. We can just have that thrown over. Like, the SCOTUS is just going to overturn everything. Everything.
Why are they so desperate? Is it that they have something to hide? Is it
oh,
that...
Oh, come on.
Oh, I hate to be cynical.
Tuesday. So Congress tallies the electoral votes in January. When they do that, they must accept the results that were certified before today.
Yes.
Which includes just about everybody. Let me see. Missouri, Colorado will certify tomorrow, leaving only West Virginia and Hawaii. And that's it.
Right. Well,
so I think it's
a done deal. Yeah. Pack up your shit. Not to paraphrase Michael Rappaport, suck a dick, pack
pig
a
dick.
Shit.
Hey, pig dick.
Pig dick.
Get the fuck out of there. Here,
you fucking motherfucking
fucking
loser.
Piece of shit. You go stinky fuck motherfucking diaper wearing dick licking. Not
pig
that there's
dick.
Anything wrong with that. Pig dick.
Pig dick.
The arrival of the safe harbor date, according to an analyst, should effectively extinguish any dying embers of hope for the last few remaining election
Yay.
Denialists. Oh, how wrong he is.
Oh, yes. They will be bitches. Take your sign.
He says, and what an utter disaster, legally and otherwise, the Trump team's effort to contest the election in the courts has been.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw someone was suggesting that these lawyers that are working for the Trump campaign with these frivolous fucking lawsuits might face some sort of penalty or some legal.
Well, yeah, they're
bullshit.
Asking people to there's ethics violations people are filing left and right against them in their respective bar associations and shit like that. So, but then they'll squeal that, you know, it's political. They're coming after
hell.
It's
yes,
political.
It is.
It's political.
Fuck yes. It's very fucking political. People are dying, you know, and a lot of it's about politics.
Over at the HuffPo. Oh,
yes.
Loeffler. I keep hearing different term, different pronunciations.
Oligarch. I think that's how it's pronounced.
Loeffler hubby shady stock buy.
Ooh.
As COVID relief shaped in secret. So in mid-March, as the American economy was in free fall, this is written by Molly Redden at the HuffPo.
Yes.
Jeffrey Sprecher, husband of Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia, and the chair of the company. Oh, my God. The chair of the company that owns the New York Stock Exchange.
I saw that. Dude, I read this and I thought I read this incorrectly. Like, how do you own New York
they
fucking
own it.
Stock Exchange?
Made an unusual change to his stock portfolio. He started buying. For weeks, they had done almost nothing but sell. Loeffler was one of several senators who faced public outrage for unloading millions of dollars in stock before most Americans understood the towering threat posed by the coronavirus.
Yay.
But shortly before the CARES Act, a $2 trillion emergency stimulus package was introduced in the Senate, her husband reversed course and purchased up to $1 million in new shares. Well, that's surely just a coincidence.
So what did he do? This guy bought shares in companies that would benefit from the CARES Act?
Sure, probably, or yeah. Or
oh, that seems
or
very...
companies that would, you know, are more... more into the pharmaceuticals and shit.
Right. How did he know about this, though?
Well, he's prescient.
Well, didn't his wife tell him?
Well, that's what maybe they're going to be taking a look at.
Yeah.
So that's the headline over there.
Hey, Shay.
You won't hear that on Fox News, though, sadly, and or at Breitbart or
Shady OAN. Shady husband of Kelly, listen, I'll make you a deal. If you come forward and roll on your wife right now, no jail for you. Okay? Would you do that for him? And then we find out what she did, and then she loses. Warnock wins.
We have... God, get this done first, and then we'll get to all this breaking news that's happening.
Damn, that is such a tease. Because if you say we're going to report on... Like, breaking news could be they confirm that there is a bunch of aliens
hanging out with some Americans
in Mars.
I would interrupt for that one.
Would you?
And we did that story yesterday.
Pass out the cyanide. I'm gonna be dead before those fuckers invade Earth.
No, they got some. Those motherfuckers got some splaining to do.
Aliens. aliens?
If they've been like overseeing us and everything and just watching us like fucking Star Trek.
They're gonna vaporize us.
Star Trek's prime directive bullshit.
Dude, they don't have shit to explain to us. They're going to vaporize us.
Why didn't they would have?
They're waiting.
No, they said that the story was that we're too insane and regressive and haven't evolved enough to be able to handle.
Well, help us. Why don't they
help us?
That's
what I mean.
Send us some, like, pump some Prozac into our atmosphere.
Get some of us out of here. I'll go. Yeah. I'll go to Bullshit Against Prime or wherever you live.
Tell me about what the space trip is like, and I will consider it. But I don't know, man. Fuck that.
Drudge Report: first jabs UK deadliest week in the USA.
Oh God.
And then one of the other headlines I had: more. COVID fear hits the White House.
Oh, shit.
Now, the West Wing, the headline says West Wing fears COVID spread after Trump lawyer Jenna Ellis, who has now tested positive for the COVID.
Hello.
Attended a White House party.
But she had a mask on, right? God, these people are fucking creepy bastards. Do you know what I mean? Like, not only are they're usually creepy on some weird, like, pervy sexual level. There's usually shit going on that's kind of strange. But now they all have COVID. And none of them are wearing masks. And they're all fascists. Rapey fuck Nazis.
But she was at a party, staff Christmas party on Friday.
Why are you having that? At the White House?
And there are people who are quite concerned. Because one senior White House official who was at the party said people brought their families.
Why? Do they hate their kids?
Well, you know, I mean.
Stephen Miller's parents brought him to every dangerous party and they tried to.
Yeah.
Do you think his parents ever sit at home at night and they're like, my God, we could have aborted that motherfucker and we would have done this planet a favor. Shame on you for not doing that if you're listening.
She showed up at the White House senior staff party in the East Wing Friday as a guest of Trump trade advisor Peter Navarro and was not seen wearing a mask.
Ooh. Why? Why isn't he wearing a fucking mask?
And everybody hates them, hates her and these idiots for firing up Trump. Quote, she had the nerve to show up at the senior staff Christmas party knowing everyone is furious with her for constantly stirring Trump up with nonsense.
Oh, God. Now she shows up.
So everybody that's got to be with him hour by hour, she's off on TV saying, fraud, there's tons of fraud, and look at all the fraud.
But wait. That's the Trump campaign, though, right?
Mm-mm. White House staff.
Oh, okay. But isn't that the same thing, or it's not really? Okay.
Ellis and Giuliani have fanned conspiracy theories about Trump's loss to Joe Biden, blah, blah, blah. When I gave Ellis visibility of my reporting Monday night that she had tested positive and some senior staff weren't happy, she replied, it's rude to text her after midnight, saying, you must be more informed than me because I haven't heard that.
Jenna Ellis is, let me understand, she's an attorney that works for the White House.
No, for the campaign.
Oh, okay.
For Trump and the campaign.
Hey, I get texts sometimes.
They're supposed to be separate.
Right. People text me late. I don't yell at them.
I just sleep through them probably, usually. So there you go.
Yeah.
There's that one.
Yay! Now Thank you.
Let's get to the really fascinating news.
So let me understand something. When this Jenna Ellis isn't breathing COVID, she's trying to disenfranchise my vote.
Sure.
Great.
Breaking news.
This just in.
In a single succinct order.
Ooh.
Justice Samuel Alito.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. This could be horrible.
On behalf of the U.S. Supreme Court has shut down an 11th hour attempt by allies of Trump in Pennsylvania.
To
block the slate of certified electors toss out 2.5 million ballots. Alito wrote, the application for injunctive relief presented to Justice Alito and by him referred to the court is denied.
Damn. Oh, that's shit. It. All right. All right, snowflakes. Take the shit off your lawn. Now, motherfucker. He lost. Get the loser's name out of your front fucking yard.
The appeal was brought by U.S. Representative Mike Kelly, a Pennsylvania Republican. You know who else is in Pennsylvania?
Who?
Jimmy Jordan.
Oh, Jim Bag.
Alleged the state legislature did not legally pass a law allowing for expanded mail-in voting during the pandemic. So they're saying that they when they said, you know, we're going to give you extended deadline.
Yeah, yeah.
That it was done illegally.
Oh, okay. I thought Jim Bag was in Ohio. He's in Pennsylvania.
Oh, he is Ohio. That's right.
No.
I fucked up.
I couldn't find, you know, could you find Ohio on a map if you had to? Gun to your head. Oh, okay.
The Pennsylvania.
What a horrible game.
So, but the states get to do the do what they like.
Yeah.
Whether they're saying he was suing to say they wanted to then throw out all of those mail-in ballots.
Trump, you're ahead of the curve. People aren't this crazy yet.
Well, that's ridiculous. You can't disenfranchise all those people because at the time they were told it was legal.
Right.
You can't go retroactively and say, okay, now, even if the court unlikely were to pick it up and say, yeah, that was bad. Next time, don't do that. It was the most they would do. They would not disenfranchise the people who voted in good faith and by the rules and extension law passed by the legislature at the time.
You know, but the radicalized
then we're done if that's if they did. I mean, then
the radicalized loons are like, oh, it's either wrong or it's right. And if it's wrong, Trump wins. You know what I mean? They're just so fucking stupid.
There you go. Alito. Okay. Amazingly.
Jeez.
I saw Alito trending and I was like, oh, no. Oh.
I'm like, are you dead? Did you say something shitty? Did you do something shitty?
No noted dissents, it said. Nobody wrote down that they dissented. So we don't know if.
Meaning dissented against the action Pennsylvania.
Throwing out this ridiculous suit.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's sad news for them.
So we don't know how Squee felt about it.
Correct.
Okay.
And they probably want it that way.
Right. Oh, yeah. the SCOTUS is crazy now. I mean, it really is, man.
Well, you know, there's another that just today was added to their docket.
Yes.
And this is the insanity.
Fuck is she doing?
This is the insanity happening in fucking Texas, man.
Oh shit, man. Some we need to have some rule, like, and I would love this because I live in a state that needs this. Some states need a nanny. Some states don't.
Yeah.
This one does. Texas does. Sorry.
They had them. They had the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act and things like that. But the Republicans have shanked all of those. Would love to get rid of all those.
You know what adults look like? You know what adults look like in government? That Secretary of State telling all those people to fuck off. You know what I mean? And standing up to those armed lunatics. And Whitmer. That, to me, was impressive.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, I TBD. Know. I mean,
right.
We'll see what happens, you know, January 20th, man. I mean, these people are going to lose their minds when Biden is sworn in.
Oh, come on. I mean, you don't think the people in Michigan are just over it and they're fatigued and they're done?
Yes, but not the ones that are running around the woods playing soldier.
Yeah, that's true. That's scary.
That were planning to kidnap her.
But the sheriff said it could be a citizen's arrest. He said that.
That crazy sheriff, yeah.
If I'm the governor of the state, I would be like, a sheriff of where? Said what? He's fired.
Twottingham.
I'm the Earl of Twottingham, I am.
So in Texas, it's the more that they're tearing apart this new lawsuit from that moron in Texas, that corrupt scumbag slimeball Paxton.
Yes.
Who literally is still under multiple indictments for corruption and fraud and all kinds of bullshit.
Yes.
But has been successfully kicking the can down the road.
Right.
Because he's the attorney general of fucking Texas.
But you can't have a, how can you have an attorney general who's also a bad guy? Wait. Hold on a second. Never mind. Intern, delete that part from the podcast.
I'm trying to find a gooder story about this.
I really thought that, but then I forgot. Oh yeah, we have Bill Barr. He does all kinds of bad shit.
Cause I kind of know what's going on now. The state of Texas has sued Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Well, they're trying to directly in the Supreme Court by saying that we did our elections fairly and didn't have hardly any fraud whatsoever down here.
And we
even let some of our Negroes vote.
Hey, where's okay.
But if these other states are allowing this rampant fraud to happen, that's not good for us. And the people who voted for President Trump are being.
I agree. Show me the fraud, though. I'm concerned. Well, sure. I want to fix our election.
Well, talk to Rudy and Sydney.
I will not talk to Rudy, only over Zoom.
He's COVID'd up. He's in the hospital.
Is he dead?
No, he's in hospital.
Okay. Hospital.
Why
can't he get a vaccine? If you have it, can't you get the vaccine? And that cures you, or does it not?
No. Georgia Attorney General. I just spokesperson on the Texas lawsuit. With all due respect, Texas Attorney General is constitutionally, legally, and factually wrong about Georgia.
Well, which is wrong. If you're legally and factually wrong, you're wrong.
Even put in their ridiculous lawsuit, like all of the conspiracies that have been debunked, people pulling suitcases out from under tables and shit, and this expert that they have, who's a statistician allegedly, who said there's only a 1 in 1 quintillion chance that Joe Biden could have won that election because of the way at midnight on election night.
Do you think? I mean,
and then one of their main arguments is, well, he did better than Hillary.
Okay. Well,
and that makes no sense to them.
There are ways you can compare.
Than Hillary, and that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Well, okay. I mean,
she lost.
Listen.
That's kind of their argument.
Yeah, and it's fucking insane, but it's more than an argument. I mean, if they're filing lawsuits and taking measures
terrifying.
To disenfranchise the vote, I was reading this thing where it said the media should be calling this what it is. This is an attempted coup. This is not justice. These are frivolous, fake lawsuits. This is fraud.
Yeah, 100%. So meanwhile, I mean, you know, all the conservatives on Twitter, you could smell the fluids through their tweets. Oh. This is it. This is it. I feel it's like scratch and sniff Twitter.
Now listen, if that's a new feature on Twitter, I'm going to have to ask Jack Dorsey.
I'm not going to install that app.
Turn that one down, buddy. I don't want to smell the tweets. That's horrible.
But they're like, this is it. This is the one. This is it. This is it. We're finally going to, this is the thing that's going to overturn the election. I feel it. Pretty soon everybody's going to be going to jail. Hold on. Let me get the Crisco.
This, you know what this will do? That AG in Texas is going to get a pardon, and then Trump will be able to send out an email blast.
Well, and
raise fuck tons of money off you goddamn idiots.
So this is the obvious thing, is that this corrupt as fuck AG is doing nothing but just running his tongue over Trump's starfish to try to, with this lawsuit, that is, I mean, there are law students I see that are tweeting that are like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah.
Like, this is insulting. This is embarrassing, this shit that they're sending up and trying to, and who the fuck is Texas to say what the other states should do with their ballots.
Your
and their
motto
votes.
Is don't mess with Texas.
Right.
Don't mess with Wisconsin, you fucks. You hypocrites. I mean, really, what about the states' rights?
It is ridiculous.
Hypocritical, opportunistic motherfuckers. And by the way, the Texas AG would say to you, running your tongue over Trump's starfish ain't nothing. It's an effort. Got to move the diaper to the side.
So, yeah, it's just, it's insane.
It's fuckery.
and it's utter bullshit. I read a couple of threads from lawyers that were just like getting angrier and angrier as the thread was continuing, because they're like, this is infuriating that these assholes are doing this.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's,
and then they're moistening because the idiots on Twitter and Facebook, because, oh, it appeared on the docket at the Supreme Court. They're going to hear it. No, a clerk got it and put a rubber stamp on it and gave it a number.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it goes for consideration to be heard.
Right. Hold your fluids, please.
And given what happened today with the Pennsylvania one.
Yeah.
Well,
Pennsylvania's done, right?
They're saying there's no way. There's no legal person that I was reading that says
bullshit.
That this lawsuit in Texas is anything but Texas. Utterly ridiculous.
Well, because speaking of Texans, Ted Cruz said that he would argue the Pennsylvania case. Yeah. Who do you think you are, you motherfucker? Is he Perry Mason?
Yeah. He forgets that everybody hates him. I'm sure including SCOTUS.
Everybody
I'm
hates
sure everybody
you.
On the SCOTUS hates him.
Imagine Ted Cruz with coronavirus. Ugh.
And they're lying in different parts of it, of this lawsuit about what the Constitution like says.
What an odd place to lie about the Constitution in a lawsuit regarding the Constitution.
And the text of the Constitution says exactly the opposite of what they say, but they argue, well, we think we have the textual constitutional precedent anyway.
God, you know.
But they're just, these are the droids they're looking for.
Right. When you live in a country and at the end of an electoral process, you're an expert in civics, that means something's not right, oddly enough. I mean, I didn't know. After you voted, I knew states certified the election, but only because of the last wacky election we had. And now I know a lot more because it was wackier than last time. It is wackier than last time, except it's...
And that shit's in the Constitution, that the states can determine the manner in which, that's the wording, the manner in which the electors are chosen. They can elect them themselves.
Right.
They can, every state has now decided to go by the popular vote.
Yes.
Which the Republicans would love to get rid of.
Oh, shit, yes.
And are trying to, retroactively, in a few of the states are still. So it's done deal. And then today with Safe Harbor, there's nothing they can do.
He's got to pack his shit.
Yeah.
He's got to take Melania and get the fuck out. I don't know.
Right. Texas adopts the crazy conspiracy theories that have already been presented to and repeatedly rejected by other courts around the country.
Color us shocked.
Dozens of witnesses testified under oath about physically blocking and kicking out of Republican poll challengers.
No, stop it, Texas.
Mysterious late night dumps.
Is this the state from Jade Helm 15? Our government's taking us over. The United States has officially occupied Texas.
Poll watchers being blocked from entering vote counting centers, but they weren't real poll watchers. And sometimes they had too many, because too many of these, even the real ones showed up and they're like, we can only have, because of COVID, 40 people in here right now. There are 20 Republicans and 20 Democrats already in there. They show up and they're not allowed in. And they're like, they're not letting the Republicans in.
Well, there's some of you in there anyway.
You can't tell them that.
But
that's what the court said.
When you say real poll watcher versus a non-real poll watcher, what do you mean?
Having a Trump tweet that says, "Hey, go and watch the polls," is not a credential.
Oh, okay.
To qualify you to be able to walk in and demand to challenge every vote especially the ones that look like they may have been from black people.
Well, tell that to the people that tried to arrest Governor Whitmer.
Suitcases full of ballots pulled out from underneath tables. I'm reading from the, this is from the complaint from Texas. It's all lies.
The thing is, dumb people, if our elections were, if there was a risk of someone manipulating our elections, you guys are not the firewall that's going to protect us. I'm sorry.
And then they quote this guy, the declaration of Charles Cicchetti, PhD, who says the event happening decreased to less than one in a quadrillion to the fourth power.
Oh, yeah.
That Biden won.
Yes. God.
And then they found out that this guy's arguments that he's... Are the arguments that I said earlier, one of this guy's arguments are, well, come on. I mean, you know, Hillary.
Yeah.
Hillary didn't do this great. And, you know, it really doesn't make sense. They don't get it.
If your argument to overturn an election is starts with, come on.
And then they said there's no, the ballots that came in late and started to get counted didn't seem like the random sampling that was looked at was overwhelmingly for the Democrats, and that just is statistically not right.
The mail-in ballots?
When they compare it to 2016. Well, yeah, we didn't have the mail-in tsunami that we had.
Well, the pandemic. I mean...
Duh. It's just infuriating.
I just want to say, if there are any like really dumb fucks listening, it's fine. You're stupid. That's okay. But just know it. And now they look around for people. Here's how you vote. You find somebody that you think is smart, and you get them to tell you who to vote for. Is that good? Would that help?
Well, they do. They go to church, and they get their reverend to tell them who he's smart.
No, it's religion shit, dumb people. You really have to watch out for. Because this is how the whole country's getting fucked. Because you idiots have some relationship with Sky God, and because of that... I don't know. We can't have nice shit.
This lawyer wrote a little play. Fade in Texas AG's office. Ken Paxton. What if we argue the elections clause applies to choosing presidential electors? It doesn't. The elections clause in the Constitution, that point, refers specifically to the House and the Senate. Senator, the times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof.
But maybe the president.
No, it really absolutely doesn't. So he says, what if we argue the elections clause applies to choosing presidential electors? Then state legislatures get to choose time, place, and manner. So he's saying they can override,
but
the legislatures can override the will of the people. The associate AG... But it doesn't. Ken Paxton. We can say it does.
Yeah.
Well, how? Legislative history? AAG mumbling to himself. It's the Constitution, not a statute, you moron. What? Nothing. Look, they're all textualists now. That's not going to fly.
Yeah.
And then Ken Paxton says, perfect. We'll say it applies textually.
Right. And I will look like I will suck Trump's dick. And maybe I won't go to jail for the shit I'm in trouble for.
Yeah. Insane.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But, I mean, it spells it out, right? Representatives,
Senate and House of Representatives.
They would have said the president.
Yes, and they prescribed the president differently. They described that election differently.
And you know what's funny is they're interpreting the Constitution as they see fit. They hate that, supposedly. I thought they didn't like that. I thought they liked that. Is it who's the literalist on the court? Is it Alito?
It was Scalia.
And, the dead guy. And
kind of, Amy COVID Barrett now. She claims to be a textualist and Gorsuch.
Okay, so there's Amy Corny Butthole, Gorsuch, and Alito. But these...
Alito's not a textualist. He's a ideologue.
Okay. But like... Why do Republicans constantly do this? Because they're doing, I mean, this is so, I mean, this is insanely hypocritical. This is activism. I mean, I know. But this is what they are supposed to hate, but it's who they are. No, I don't know. Go ahead, fuckheads. Keep voting Republican then.
So I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, maybe we should buy stock in Viagra or something, because they're going to need it once SCOTUS denies all these, this last lawsuit, there's really nothing they're going to be able to do.
The problem is, and there's many problems, but the problem is they're able to monetize off all this chaos. I mean, you know, Trump wouldn't be doing this for no reason. He's making money off this. Somehow, yeah. Like, what do we do? I think what has to happen after an election, you're not allowed to use MailChimp or some third-party mailing software for a period of time. That would solve the problem, honestly. If he was not allowed to do email blasts.
Limiting, yeah.
I don't know.
I haven't seen him. Just checking Trump's Twitter to see if he's responded yet.
Do you think they'll throw him off Twitter in January? January 20th?
Oh, he'll say something and he'll be gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if retroactively, if they'll go back and start deleting tweets and shit. I wonder if he's no longer covered.
Why didn't why didn't you nut up and just fire him earlier off Twitter? Why didn't you delete his account? That would have helped. I can't imagine it wouldn't have helped.
Parler.
Ooh, yeah, go to Parler, fuckhead.
There's a couple of accounts like Parler Watcher and things like that. It's like, I go to Parler so you don't have to. And they go and they pull screen caps of all just the dumb and scary posts over at Parler.
Is that still going?
Yeah, sure.
Jeez.
But
is it all? It's all porn. We did that story last week.
There's a lot of porn going on. Yeah,
they tried to regulate it, and then their traffic went in the shit tubes. And then they turned the porn back on, and their traffic's better. It's the family. It's a family values party.
We do have. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
That's right, Pat. Thanks for listening to The Crabs. We're available on Stitcher, on Spotify,
your podcasting applications.
On the internet.
We're fucking everywhere.
By Al Gore.
Which story do I... Well, good news,
okay.
I guess.
Let's have it.
I think you put this up on our Facebook, too. This is what happens when you elect Democrats, people.
Yay!
The newly elected Los Angeles County District Attorney, George Gascon, has announced sweeping plans for criminal justice reform after he was sworn into office yesterday.
Yay!
He will be the head of the largest prosecutor's office in the nation.
Oh, shit.
Said his new agenda for L.A., which includes ending cash bail.
Nice.
For certain minor offenses. Ending the death penalty.
Yay.
And ending charging juveniles as adults.
I thought we didn't do that.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
They make exceptions.
Vote for Democrats. Do it.
Experts believe hundreds of incarcerated individuals would be eligible for release tomorrow under new pretrial release policies.
Oh, my God.
Without this cash bail bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, and like, if it's a minor offense, what's the point with the cash bail other than the city gets some more money?
They'll roll out a plan to eliminate all bail in the nation's most populous county.
Damn.
The money bail system is as unsafe as it is unjust, he said. The rich can be dangerous while the poor impose zero threat to society.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you're locked up not anymore in California, but, you know, for weed.
Yeah, yeah.
Some black kid gets put away for weed, and it's a $1,000 bond. He can't bail. He can't make that.
No.
He has to sit in jail. Meanwhile, some rich asshole is trafficking 1,000 pounds of cocaine.
Yeah,
drops a million to get out on bail.
And also, I imagine a lot of people that need mental help end up arrested for whatever reason. They can't make the bail. Right. They don't have any resources. So then you have someone with mental issues just in jail. That can't be
Look
great.
That's Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Bailed out.
Oh, well.
By rich people.
My Pillow and Ricky Schroeder.
Two of the big contributors.
God, Ricky.
Mike Lindell, the My Pillow dude.
I, you know, what a bunch of assholes. Who would, why? That's like saying they're glad he shot those people. That's crazy.
The union representing LA police officers is in opposition to his plan to end cash bail.
Oh, go fuck yourself, jackbooted thug fuck. Please.
It's disturbing that the first act in office is to explore every avenue possible to release from jail those responsible for the bloodshed.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, you. The police.
Yes!
What about the police that are responsible for the bloodshed?
Yeah.
You know, it's the usual bullshit squealing. We don't get to put people in jail for reason and keep
cops,
them there.
I'm sorry. You guys had a great time for the last, I don't know, when did cops...
They're still having a great time.
Yeah, yeah. But now everyone has cameras and you're fucked.
Yeah, hopefully. France still, I mean, people took to the streets in France over that law they were trying to sneak in that would have basically made it illegal to film the police while they're doing their policey shit.
Jeez. But why can't we film
them? They're trying to sneak that shit in there.
The reason we can film the cops is because we're the boss of the cops. The cops are supposed to serve and protect us. And then we pay them and I can film you, you little bitches. Jeez.
Oh, boy. The representative of Ohio.
Yes.
Tweeted not too long ago.
Gym bag?
Sure. The World Health Organization now recommends against hugging over the holidays. Like we said last week, pretty soon you won't be able to say Merry Christmas.
Ah, fuck you, gym bag.
They're insane. What about COVID, you twat? What about tweeting about
you know,
I'm just looking at some of the responses. Unreal.
280,000 people are fucking dead. That means people... I mean, think about how many lives that affects.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't hug people, dumb fuck. And don't say Merry Christmas in a loud voice. We have lots of air bubbles and saliva fly out of your mouth. Quit spreading this shit, you Republican fucks.
Oops.
Sorry.
Deanna Lorraine, everybody.
God damn.
This really pisses me off because... At this point, I blame President Trump and Rudy Giuliani and these Trump team members for testing themselves. Why are you continuing to get tested? We know that the PCR test and these tests, they are rigged to yield an 80% positive test result.
Oh, my God.
Where do you
that
get
is
this
so
map?
Bullshit. The problem was a lot of the 15-minute tests
yes.
gave 50% false negatives.
Okay, so
not false positives. You
right.
you could have it and it gave false negative, which is why that shitty test, the one I think that was the machine that Trump was demonstrating in his product demonstration.
Is that what the CDC
on the
rolled
lawn.
Out the shitty test, right?
And she's saying to them, why do you guys keep getting tested? Now Rudy's in hospital.
Oh yeah.
And Jenna Ellis, why do you keep getting tested?
It's not the test's fault. You know?
Yeah.
Or testing themselves. Why are you continuing to get tested? We know that the PCR test and these tests, they are rigged to yield an 80% positive test results. It is usually faulty. 80% positive, false positive. Asymptomatic people who have a tiny, tiny, tiny trace of the virus, of a SARS-CoV virus that could be dead or it could be active. It could be from years ago. These tiny fragments of the virus are still showing up as positive because it's being multiplied over 35 to 40 times in this specific test. It's overly sensitive. This test is overly sensitive because it's designed this way to yield these false positives. So why the hell does Trump and his teammates still continue to get tested? Why are they playing this COVID game of tag? Why are they still participating in it?
Okay.
I'm sure Trump will be tweeting that in a minute. Hey, I will no longer be testing.
Who is she poo-poo angry pants at? She's mad at the White
She's
House.
She's mad at, Rudy and Trump for still testing. But, what the hell are they testing for and lending credence to this bullshit?
Okay, Deanna Lorraine. Okay, fine. Maybe you're right. But what about all the people in the hospital and all the dead people?
Well, she's
what about that, though?
She's going to have to see.
These people that argue about the severity of this thing and that people are downplaying it, I always want to say to them, to me, the argument is always, then why are there so many fucking people at the hospital dying with this shit if it ain't that bad? Why?
I went to the hospital and I went to the emergency room and all the beds were empty. You can't tell me that there's all this.
God.
You're lying. I'm gonna get on my YouTube channel. I'm gonna live stream it. And I'm gonna walk into my local hospital.
But you're making a joke. But I saw a video of that.
I'm not making a joke. That's exactly what happened.
Some guy drove by a hospital and he's yelling at nurses on their break. Hey, where are all the COVID patients? Yeah. And they're like, they're inside the hospital.
Right.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah.
Driving, yelling out of their car window.
We have Michelle Bachmann again.
What the fuck?
We've got a lot of Michelle Bachmann these days.
God damn. Do you have a book coming out?
This is her. Where the fuck is she? Oh, well, this is quite a group. Mm-hmm. David Barton, Tim Barton, and Rick Green of the religious right organization Wall Builders.
Yay! Wall Builders.
That's just what Jesus would want, right? Build those walls.
Is this Wall Builders related to the wall between us and Mexico?
It's got to be. Held a series of their Barnstorm Georgia rallies over the weekend.
What does a barnstorm mean? Like a barnstormer, like a huge event that was
like a big
energetic
a large fervent attack.
Yeah, that could
assault.
Be so huge. If you hosted it at a barn, the energy would burn the motherfucker to the ground.
Right.
Okay.
Quickly.
Oh. Okay.
Like you go from city to city, you barnstorm.
Right.
You go, I guess, cuz they used to go from barn to barn to hold these rallies.
But now you just spread as much COVID as possible.
They were aimed at mobilizing conservative Christian voters in the state to vote for Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue in the upcoming election. Blah, blah, blah. Among the guests who participated in person or via video.
Yes.
At one or more of the various rallies, Republican Representative Barry Loudermilk of Georgia.
Loudermilk.
Right-wing activist Charlie Kirk. Dinesh fucking D'Souza.
Yay.
Kirk Cameron.
Was he live or via Zoom?
I don't know. And Michelle Bachmann. Michelle is live.
Who is the headliner?
Well, it depends on which barn they're storming.
Okay.
They were at different events. Like, they weren't all together at the same event. They, like, Charlie Kirk went to one, Bachmann went to another, probably.
Right. Does Kirk Cameron look at George Clooney's career and think, that could have been me, but I'm just fucking mentally ill?
No.
Okay.
He thinks George is a big sinner.
Well, yeah.
And maybe a homosexual.
He makes some cool fucking movies. I mean.
Well, he saved Christmas.
Who did?
Kirk Cameron.
Oh, did you, Kirk?
That was the name of the movie.
Oh, that's right. Fuck, I forgot.
Kirk Cameron saves Christmas.
Thank you, Mr. Cameron.
That's what gave me the idea for that drop.
Oh, that's right.
The Christmas. Oh, I'll have to bring that back. It's getting to be sparkle season drop.
But people think that's Kirk. You sound a little like Kirk Cameron.
Well, I was trying to be a little Kirk Cameron.
I wonder if people think that we had him in the studio.
No.
Back in the day, maybe, but definitely not. That motherfucker's a spreader, right? Do you think he's a spreader?
Kirk Cameron?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Boy.
They're all.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a clip. When I play a clip, I can't find it. I'll have to find the Christmas promo.
Oh, okay.
Put it in a different folder.
Shelby, get the holiday promo out. Okay.
We'll get it.
Okay.
We'll get the staff on it.
Staff.
Oh, look, it's all my music.
Oh, shit.
I found where all the music is.
Did you find where she buried the bone?
Who?
The intern.
No. Mm-hmm. She's still got it. It's right here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here's Sparkle Season.
Oh.
There you go.
Hey everyone, this Sparkle Season, you can join our struggle to entertain and inform here at the Crab Diving Network by buying all the crap you're going to buy for people at Amazon. If you click on the Amazon banner on the Crab Diving website or go through the link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, we get a little commission at no extra cost to you. Spread some seasonal joy as you help spread the crabs. Go to crabdiving.com, click the Amazon banner, and shop your asses off.
Manda Kalabuho.
I would say there's some cynicism that leaked in.
Oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't, yeah.
You betrayed Cameron's character in that moment.
Sharp your asses off.
Yeah, he would never say that.
Your bottoms.
He wouldn't say that unless he was alone on Wednesday night with his buddies all lubed up and in latex.
Oh, yeah.
You think he has ball gag night? Or
at a party in Brussels.
Hello?
Here's Michelle Bachmann.
Yay.
At the whatever the fuck this tour was, the Wall Builders tour,
the Spreader tour.
Point of view, from the legal point of view, from the moral point of view, America is not on board with Joe Biden as the next president of the United States.
Tough titty. Too fucking bad.
America is on board, right, though. That's how it works.
And we don't care if you're not.
God,
I don't care one whit what David fake historian Barton, Michelle Bachmann, who also Dave, his son Tim Barton, continuing the family grift,
you know, some
and Rick Green, he's a pastor.
I never heard of him. You know, someone said, I think a Dem said this recently, that we need the Republicans to go back to the idea of a peaceful transfer of power.
Joe Biden is the next president of the United States. We're not there. And the reason why we're not there is because we're not that dumb in the United States. Because we know without a shadow of a doubt, this man did not get the votes on election night. It didn't happen.
It did. I mean, I don't, what do you, how do you get through? You don't. She's a fraud. She knows better, I think. And I don't think she's.
I think what happens is.
I was just going to say, I think she's not that dumb, but then.
I think she's an evil fuckhead.
Oh, yes, yes.
What her husband does with his gay conversion therapy, both of them should rot in non-existent fucking hell because she profits from that. I mean, she, I assume, shares income. Fuck her.
Oh, she makes more than him.
Does she?
Fuck yeah.
What a horrible existence, though. Like, she has to run as this evangelical fuckhead. And then from 9 to... I mean, was that his full-time job?
This is a fucking suburb of Minneapolis or St. Paul, right? I mean, it's not like...
It's Steubenville.
It's not like...
That's the name of it, right?
Yeah, it's not like the hills of Appalachia. To listen to her, do the people of Steubenville know that they were voting for when they got this lunatic?
I think it's like, you know, the message, I think the Republican Party is trying to shove up people's assholes in Georgia is that, oh my God, what if liberals run the Senate, the horrors of it? They must have done same thing with Michelle Bachmann. You got to vote for her or.
But if she's saying it's a big fraud, what are these dummies in this audience thinking now?
Well, then why should we vote for Loeffler if it's going to be fake, if it's already decided? You got that Secretary of State. You got that governor.
I don't know.
Who Trump tweeted about today.
I think this is what you would call a tactical fuck up.
Yes.
I mean, and you know what? I'll call it a fuck up when they lose, when the Republicans lose those two seats.
Thank you and congratulations to General Flynn.
Is he congratulating
Judge
on
Sullivan
Flynn
dismissed the case? Yeah,
but wait, he got a pardon though.
It doesn't matter. But Trump said, thank you and congratulations to General Flynn. He and his incredible family have suffered greatly. But The judge dismissed it and wrote 43 pages of scathing swipes at Mike Flynn.
He dismissed it because it was pardoned.
It's moot.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Whether to throw out Flynn wanted to plead guilty. They were in the sentencing phase. Remember, he had pled guilty, made a deal. That's it. Said he was going to testify, talk to the FBI and all that shit. And then Sidney Powell got a hold of him and she told him, no, you gotta recuse yourself. It's all the deep state coming after you. It was Obama personally hiding under your bed, listening to your conversations. You know, he did.
I mean, this whole Trump business, all of this shit, we should be. I mean, we don't think about this as a win. We got lucky. We got rid of this guy.
Well, yeah, and TBD, because...
And we invited him to the party, and he fucked our country up.
And there may not be a crazy, stupid Trump next time.
Yeah. And this is what will happen. And Biden will get elected, and it's going to suck. Our country is fucked, and he will get blamed for it.
Oh, instantly.
And he will...
And the Republicans will suddenly be really concerned about the deficit.
And then the Democrats will do this. They will say... Oh, shit.
Oh, you're right.
I don't like Biden. I'm going to vote for Bernie again, or I'm going to vote for AOC. And people will forget the lesson of 2016. A horrible lesson. 280,000 people are dead because we let a fascist come to Washington. Like a lunatic. Like we lost our minds.
They're reporting it was 9-0. The denial.
Shit.
The Supreme Court denied the challenge to the Pennsylvania results 9-0. It only took them 5 minutes. Trump is now 1-50 in court cases. Yeah. And the first one, remember, was that one with Alito.
1-50?
There was the one with Alito, where Alito basically wrote and said, hey, yeah, put those ballots aside and don't count them in the tallies. But, which state was that?
Michigan.
Ohio.
Oh. Was it?
Pennsylvania.
Fuck, I don't know.
No, it was Pennsylvania. It was the Pennsylvania late votes. The ones that came in.
Oh, okay.
And that 3-day extra window they gave them.
Okay.
All that was Alito saying, yeah, make sure you do that. And they were like, we already are.
Right. Okay. So
that was their one win.
That's hardly a win.
Out of the 50.
1-50.
One court cases they've thrown up.
That's like Nick Saban's record.
It's not going well.
Except opposite.
Yeah.
That's for my mom. She likes the, I like Bama too.
Donald Trump got the votes on election night. So why would we be like drones, chumps, and fools to go along with this?
Is this still Michelle fucking Bachmann? Oh my God. How did you win? What is wrong with the people of Steubenville?
There's a big stand up behind them. It's like a barn door. And it says peaceful protest, biblical citizenship, barnstorming tour.
I wonder what her net worth is.
Wall Builders Live.
Does she get paid for this shit? Like, she's doing a speech for Trump, or she's just doing this for the starfish?
I don't know if she gets paid for this. I'll bet she gets an honorarium or something that for showing up. Like, they'll pay her expenses and stuff to speak if they're ridiculous.
Do you know, I mean, what if Trump won again and this person that we're listening to got, like, I don't know, education secretary or AG?
SCOTUS.
SCOTUS! Ouch. God, I threw out my back.
Throw your back out in outrage.
Gosh, shit. SCOTUS. What a mess this country is. Come on, guys. What the fuck?
Estimated net worth over $3 million, it says.
Michelle Bachmann?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Can we vote better or not? We can or we could?
We can, as the global United States, we know.
Globalists.
We got a lot to change.
Yeah, that's true.
Go along with this. When the clock was striking. When the clock was striking 11:59 and 59 seconds, on the 400th anniversary of this gift of God to the world, this idea of voting for the people and the laws that you live under that we take for granted. That's exactly when Satan was snatching away from America, ruled by the...
I'm sorry, I almost did a spit take myself.
When Satan was snatching...
Can we talk about the performance of this piece just for a second? She is really hitting the word God. Did you hear that?
God.
She's playing the quality of the speech rather than
biblical citizenship bar. Are you giving her notes?
I am. What is your purpose? What are you trying to say? You need to think about your motivation. What are you trying to communicate? Rather than hitting what you think the important words are. That is the dumb fucking way to do it. Do you know what I mean? Don't think about the important words. Think about what you mean in the fucking speech.
But turn the camera around on the audience.
They love it.
They love it.
And the laws that you live under, that we take for granted, that's exactly when Satan was snatching away from America, ruled by the consent of the governed. In other words, stealing from us our right to vote.
Nobody is stealing your right to vote. You're trying to steal millions and millions of votes away from Joe Biden.
Do you remember the church lady in Saturday Night Live?
Oh, yeah.
And like the whole joke would be, well, isn't that special? And her answer to everything, Satan?
Yeah.
She would just say that. That's what this is.
Maybe it was Santa Claus. Maybe.
Michelle Bachman is the church lady. But not a sketch.
From us our right to vote. I am highly offended, insulted, angry, and I'm not going to stand for the fact that my vote was stolen.
Your vote wasn't stolen, you asshole. It was counted, just like everybody else's. You lost.
Yeah.
She thinks her vote should be worth a million. And every Christian's vote should be worth a million votes.
It's ordained by Jeebus and Sky God, and look at all this magic. Damn.
My vote was stolen.
All I can say is that...
Salem Baptist Church in Dalton, Georgia.
Oh, God.
Where they were.
Well, Dalton is the carpet capital of the planet or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know where Dalton is.
I don't know anything about that.
Well, you know, it's...
I just learned something.
Yeah, I mean, Michelle Bachman, have Dalton. That's fine. Go do your speech in Dalton. I'm sure they loved you there.
Oh, it's small. 33,000.
Satan.
County seat of Whitfield County, Georgia.
See, like, if you just say Joe Biden won because of Satan, and that's good enough to rile up all these radicalized fuckheads.
Oh, Dalton's in the middle of nowhere. It's up near Chattanooga. It's way up there.
Yeah.
But in the middle of nowhere. No. About 3/4 of the way between Atlanta and Chattanooga.
You know, if the middle of nowhere is in between Atlanta and Savannah, I mean, that's like... Dude, I mean,
I'm looking at the map.
Fill up your gas tank and
Macon's on the way.
Hell yeah, it is.
So Michelle Bachman, the mellifluous tones.
Yay,
my vote was stolen.
Congratulations, America. She used to be in Congress, right? She was a congressperson. Was, yeah. That's great.
Oh, God, the speeches.
Yeah,
and she would have,
I mean, yeah. She was a representative, right? She was.
Yes. I also have.
She wasn't a senator.
Let's see.
She ran for president, though.
She did run for president. Jeez. They had a debate.
Now, what did she? What's her thing? Like, what was her thing? Abortion.
God. Yeah, abortion and fetal
tissue and smoothies, that kind of thing.
Here's something for you.
Yay.
This is at a, I don't know where, some
Satan.
Trump thing.
Right.
Asking Trump voters why they're not wearing masks.
Okay. Oh, God.
Listen to this one.
We don't have the vibrational frequency to host that virus.
And I taught her that.
So.
She's so fucking proud standing next to her friend. I taught her that.
What happens when your friend gets sick?
We don't have the vibrational frequency to host that virus.
And I taught her that.
So if you don't have that vibrational frequency right here, you're not going to get it. Yeah.
We don't have the vibrational frequency to get COVID?
Correct. Do you know that everything in this universe vibrates and is alive? There is life with that. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't put life into COVID. I'm not going to wear a mask.
I'm not going to wear a mask either.
I never wear a mask.
We're not going to wear them.
Ever.
Shit. Hey, aliens, if you're watching right now, intervene. Right. Please save us.
I hope you're listening. Okay. Save us.
And I'm not going to...
We'll have lists of people that we find acceptable that we want to go on the spaceship with us.
Absolutely. You're going to find a lot of people who are going to say you're God and you will be insulted. I will not do that to you.
Better take pets.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's going to be a lot of people that want you dead because of their God.
Right, right. I just hope we don't have that scenario, you know?
Because that goes right up to their beliefs that we're the only ones. We're the center of the universe. Yeah, God created Earth only for us.
Right. That's how. So Uranus and other shit floating around in the universe is for me. Well, for all of us, or
this is the only planet to support life, Ryan. 0.00000000 0.01% chance.
So if I get on a spaceship and go to Mars, can I covet thy neighbor's wife and it doesn't matter? God doesn't care as long as I'm not on Earth?
No, it's all this, the whole universe is for
us. Oh, the whole
us.
Universe. Okay.
It's for us, apparently.
That makes sense. Okay. Fine.
Explain that.
I'll vote for Michelle Bachmann. Satan.
MAGA fans being mocked over the Supreme Court.
But where are these people you just played, those assholes? Where were they? Were they at a rally or something?
Yeah.
That's terrifying, man.
Some Trump rally.
That is fucking terrifying. Well,
there you go. That's what we got.
Yeah. Jesus.
Here's a comment. I'm going to read this really quick. I saw this. I don't even remember what fucking story it was. Somewhere on some news outlet.
Yes.
But this is a lunatic posted.
Right.
But this is, again, what we're up against.
Okay.
The official story on Biden's recent injury,
yes,
is that Biden fractured his ankle walking his dog. But no one believes that except for the clueless.
Okay.
Joe Biden is preparing to concede.
Ooh. Is he really? He's conceding.
Rumors are emerging of Biden seeking a pardon deal from Trump.
Okay. Well,
by some accounts, Joe Biden is preparing to concede, by some accounts. You know, they do put that in there.
Right.
To concede the election and reaching out to Trump to negotiate a pardon for all the crimes committed by himself and his family members. This claim, attributed to a very reliable source.
Oh, okay.
Was broadcast by, and then they give a web page. I'm not going to even say it. The same group that first spilled the truth about Hunter Biden's laptop.
Ugh, Damon Seaman!
And all the outrageous content it contained.
Aw, oh, shit, yes.
Such a deal would, of course, protect the Bidens, but essentially serve as a selling out of Obama.
Pedophile.
Brennan and other deep state players who don't want to be prosecuted for treason and are very capable of, say, breaking someone's ankles to get them to comply.
So Kathy,
Obama and Brennan broke Biden's ankle to get him
like in Misery.
Yeah.
Like, you remember that scene? Kathy Bates, I believe she got an Academy Award.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Fucked up James Caan's feet.
Yeah.
And not in a fun way.
That's Stephen King, right?
Yes, absolutely, Pat. I never read it, but I watched the movie.
But that's the fever swamp. I mean, that's a comment from the fever swamp.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Utter insanity.
Yeah. I mean,
Biden's about to concede.
Right.
And Obama broke his ankle.
Well, Biden
keep him in line.
Just nominated a secretary. Didn't he say he has a list of people he's going to make Secretary of State? He's got somebody that's going to be in charge of. He's naming cabinet people.
Yes.
That's an odd way to concede, isn't it?
Pissing off a lot of the liberals. Yeah, but yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's an odd way to.
You know, he's looking at his, they say his top choice for AG is from Alabama.
Yeah.
The current senator there.
Mo Brooks.
No, the senator, the Democrat.
Mo Brooks is a representative?
Yeah, he. I've got some Mo Brooks for you.
The
today.
Senator is Tuber, the football coach.
No, the Democrat that lost to Tuber. That is the current senator. His name is escaping me for the moment. I'm sure everyone is screaming at the.
Who the fuck lost to Tuberville? Tubin. That was the guy who was caught jacking off on the Zoom call.
Oh my God, I'm going to be very right. upset about this.
Yes.
When I see his name, Doug Jones, God.
Damn, Doug Jones. Shit.
Doug Jones is his allegedly Biden's number one
guy.
Pick for AG.
What?
Yeah. That's the report.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
A red state Democrat for attorney general.
God.
Now, he's supposed to be a really good, fair guy, but nonetheless. A red state Democrat.
I had some vision of someone who was obsessed with nailing Trump's asshole to the wall as being AG, something like that.
I wonder if Biden's worried about anybody getting by Mitch McConnell. That isn't moderate.
Then wait until McConnell the goddamn election.
McConnell's already said he won't. He's not going to allow any radicals.
Yeah, yeah.
AOC is not going to be on the cabinet.
Right. Right. But then wait until the election. Wait and to see if when Loeffler and Warnock lose, then put a bunch of fucking liberals on there. Do what you fucking want.
Yeah.
God. You gotta fight correctly. You know?
Meanwhile, huge numbers of Americans are now saying they're over $5,000 behind in their rent, utility.
Ooh.
And mortgage payments because of the pandemic.
God damn.
And Congress is still fucking around.
Right.
Mitch McConnell, again, from what I see, refusing to budge on the immunity from lawsuits for business from being sued by employees that get the COVID. Being forced to go back to work.
If you're not going to sue, if you can't sue your employer because they were negligent and you caught the COVID and you have the COVID, but you have to work, but you can't, people need help.
Yeah.
That's it. You know?
And other countries are giving people money.
Oh, I know. It's infuriating. I saw some infographic of what a bunch of other countries were getting compared to us. And it's we are not great and we never were great and we're not the best fucking country. Based on what I've seen.
This tweet. While Trump loses 50 court cases trying to overturn his historic loss as he hijacked his vaccine summit victory lap to whine, Biden is over here naming his White House team to take on the virus blazing across the country. He told us today it will be a while, but we can contain it.
Okay.
But jeez. It's going to be a while because we're digging out of a hole that Trump and the Republicans dug.
We have an ungodly amount of fucking virus. I mean, what do we expect?
And strap in. We're just now getting people feeling the effects of what happened on Thanksgiving.
You know, I mean,
and then people are going to get together for Christmas. It's going to be the same thing.
But you can't.
But they're gonna, and just wait for New Year's Eve. There are people who live
for
fucking New Year's Eve.
That is crazy. You know why that's crazy? Because you're talking about January 1st or December 31st. You could get vaccinated. Well, who knows? It could be a few months and you could get the vaccine and then you can go out.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody in a movie about Mars. They're on Mars. They're hanging out in Mars. And you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go outside and I'm going to shoot baskets without my spacesuit on because I'm tired of wearing my spacesuit.
Right.
You never do that. Because your face would melt the fuck off.
Freeze. Yeah.
Same. But, you know, not really.
But
that's not logical.
The, correct.
That's fucking crazy.
Lindsey Graham?
Lindsey!
What is Lindsey doing here?
Who knows? God, that fucker won. That is such a shame. I heard Jamie Harrison on a show last night, and God, he would have been great.
Lindsey Graham is threatening to reject any Biden attorney general nominee planning to investigate Trump for crimes.
Oh, okay.
So if Lindsey is the head of the Judiciary Committee, if we lose those two seats that are up for election in January in Georgia, Lindsey Graham will make sure that nobody gets approved from his committee.
Right. Is this like at the end of... you remember Richard Nixon? He was president for a while. Of America.
Sure.
A lot of people.
I mean, I remember of him.
Yes.
We never met.
You never met him?
Yeah. I met Ford.
You don't have a tattoo of him on your back? No. Met Ford? What was he like?
Long after he was president, he came to my school.
Do you think Chevy Chase's portrayal of him was nice accurate?
Old dude. I mean, he was just a nice old dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember really grippy handshake, like,
yeah, not as grippy as Trump's.
That's a dick measuring contest. That's a
right. I thought what
alpha
brought,
male bullshit.
Yeah, that's the same. But what brought Nixon down was his enemies list, right? Wasn't he compiling an enemies list?
Yeah, he had that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm assuming everybody does. You just don't necessarily write it down.
Right.
You kind of keep in your head who your enemies are. But apparently Nixon had to write that shit down.
But he was going to go after people. Wasn't he having people audited or something like that? He was sicking the IRS on the people and shit.
There's a story that there was a conference call among It's from the Washington Post.
Right.
It's at the headline, Congressional Republicans Continue Campaign of Resistance to Accepting Biden's Win.
Oh, shit.
These motherfuckers are still, and we're talking about Jim Jordan.
Of course.
You know, the usual band of lunatics. I'm sure Louie's in there.
I mean, like that person said, we need to go back to where, you know, a peaceful transfer of power is a thing and not a question.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
That would be nice.
It makes us look like, I don't know.
A banana republic.
I think the way Americans see their country must be so much different than somebody with some objectivity looking at it from the outside. I mean.
And space aliens. No wonder they don't want to talk to us.
Hey, look, you're like, you guys voted for Trump? What the fuck?
The maggots are saying Trump totally knew about this, about the space aliens. That's why he started Space Force right away. He's not going to have us lose to no little green motherfuckers.
Why don't we, if we're concerned about these aliens, why don't we send some of our fucking invisible planes out there to have a look? I mean, they won't be detected, right? Because they're invisible.
So the story was that they're claiming that... you know, most of us sane people are saying there's no way Trump knew about space aliens and kept that shit quiet.
Right.
There's utterly no way.
Impossible.
But then the maggots are arguing, oh, he totally knew about it. That's why he started Space Force. Cause he's gonna make sure we're getting ready to fight back against those motherfuckers if they try to come here and take over our planet.
You know, I watched that spaceship Elon Musk made go up in the sky.
Oh, yeah, that was very cool.
And it's amazing. I mean, it is amazing that we can do that. And I don't want Trump's Space Force. Trump building a spaceship?
The name Trump will be stricken from all obelisks. Yeah. And nobody is going to want to have any, you know, there's not a lot of schools named after Nixon.
Where is his library going to be?
Probably Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or one of his shitty...
Does Nixon have one?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
A phone call among Republicans in the House of Representatives devolved into bitter infighting.
Oh, shit.
After one Republican floated a resolution that would formally condemn any other Republican who called on Trump to concede the election.
It's so stupid. These people sound like fucking children.
Psychos.
Nuts.
Cult members.
Yeah.
The controversy started when Representative Alex Mooney of West Virginia pitched a resolution during the call that would condemn, quote, any member who calls upon President Trump to concede prematurely before these investigations are complete.
I would consider it a badge of honor to be on that list then, or whatever. Condemn me then. Fucking condemn me. Hey, I support Joe Biden. He won the presidency.
The regular Republicans strongly objected to it, but members of the House Freedom Caucus seem to voice their support for the measure.
Well, that sounds strange. Freedom Caucus.
That's Jim Jordan and Louie Gohmert, the Freedom Caucus, which is ironic because they're about anything but.
I was about to point out the irony.
Oh, that's nice. I apologize for stomping on your point.
Pointed out twice. That's extremely ironic. That's more ironic than any Alanis Morissette lyric could ever be.
Representative Anthony Gonzalez of Ohio, Republican, reportedly said, it's not the job of the conference to tell members how to think or what to say.
Okay. Jeez.
He has recognized President-elect Biden's victory, by the way. Representative Adam Kinzinger from Illinois, a Republican.
Yes.
Also told the conference that he opposes the measure and said, this is America. I mean, you've got Republicans saying to these other Republicans who are like, we got to condemn anybody that speaks against the president.
I think the Republicans are looking at all of this wrong. If Brian Kemp and that fucking Secretary of State can't figure out a way to fudge numbers and give the election to Trump for the state of Georgia, then no one is going to be able to steal this.
They did all the voter suppression they could, though.
They did it before. Yeah, they tried, though, right? They did try.
Well, yeah, that's why they're really pissed.
You know what's shitty is that Kemp...
They cheated and lost.
So, but what happens now is this whole thing buys Kemp and that fuckhead, the Secretary of State, cover, right? Because Kemp should be known for stealing that election from Stacey Abrams.
Right.
But now he's known for standing up to Trump.
Did you hear what Newt said? That when we were talking about Newt being angry at these people who are saying don't go and vote and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Newt said, we got to get everybody out there because we've got to overcome the amount of votes that Stacey Abrams is going to steal.
Oh, my God. God. Overcome the amount of votes
that Stacey Abrams is gonna steal. That's the big evil black demon now in Georgia, Ryan. That Stacey Abrams, you know, she invented all those votes.
Well, the most evil thing she does is she finds people that aren't registered to vote and she gets them registered.
Hundreds of thousands, I believe. A couple hundred thousand. Yeah.
And
they
then
got
she encourages
registered.
Them to vote.
Correct.
Which is what we do here. We vote.
They don't like that though.
No. They don't.
And they're such petty little pissy baby that there's a bipartisan committee, six members, called the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies.
Okay.
The committee was created under the 20th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. It is responsible for the planning and execution of the inaugural ceremonies of the president-elect and vice president-elect of the United States at the Capitol.
Okay.
So there it's a committee to throw the party.
Right.
Three Democrats, three Republicans. The Republicans refused to vote that Joe Biden won the election and refused to move the process forward. So they deadlocked it. And it won't be able to move forward right now.
What a bunch of... Hey, election board fuckheads, or whoever you are, the inaugural people. What about last inauguration? What about the money for that? Are they still looking into that?
And a
banker?
The rejection came in a private meeting where House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer offered a motion recognizing the Congressional Inauguration Committee meeting was preparing for the inauguration of Biden and VP-elect Kamala Harris. It was rejected by Republicans, a move that effectively denied acknowledging that Biden is president-elect. There are six members, three of the House and three of the Senate. They include Roy Blunt of Missouri, the committee's chairman. He voted no. Mitch McConnell from Kentucky voted no.
Damn.
And House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy voted no. Are on the panel. The Democrats our Speaker Pelosi, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer. These are the heavy hitters around this committee.
Why?
And Amy Klobuchar.
Why do we have this committee? Because, like, if someone wins and then they're the president, they do an inauguration.
Yes.
So what's to vote on? So why? I mean, I'm just saying, like, why? How, you're voting no. So what does that mean? No
inauguration? So they're like, well, you know, we can start planning, but we're just not going to, you know, make sure this have no signs to say Biden.
Hey,
or
listen,
something.
There should be no signs. And how about no inauguration? That means less COVID. So.
Ironically, Blunt, this fucking Republican asshole, the chairman,
yes,
who voted against the resolution, had the audacity to post a hypocritical tweet and video touting the committee's commitment to democracy. Now, nearly 120 years since Congress formed the first joint committee on inaugural ceremonies, it has been our charge, really our bond, in a nonpartisan way, to host what is really this iconic symbol of democracy. People watch all over the world. Jesus. And then they voted, we're not going to recognize Biden as the winner yet.
That is insane. You guys, they're the snowflakes, man.
Yeah.
They're the sad little fuckheads.
Even on Safe Harbor Day.
Yeah. I you know, I don't know. Does it matter that they're not? I mean, there's going to be an inauguration. Biden is going to be fucking president.
Yes.
But I don't know. I don't know what they're hoping for, I guess. I don't get what the goal is to not have it.
So I don't. Yeah. I don't know what Cruz is going to do now, because that was his lawsuit that he wanted to.
Cruz's lawsuit was.
Ted Cruz, the Pennsylvania lawsuit that Alito put the kibosh on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't
that
know.
That was the one that Ted Cruz wanted to.
He was polishing his nipples. He was going to, you know, he was going to be.
Now he's got three.
He's the Republican's Atticus Finch,
yeah.
Right?
Not there's anything wrong with that.
But he has three nipples?
He probably has eight.
Is that true?
I don't know. Well, reptiles don't have nipples.
How many of those lactate for him?
Because of the importance of legal issues presented, I've publicly urged SCOTUS to hear the case brought by Congressman Mike Kelly, congressional candidate Sean Parnell, and State Rep Wanda Logan challenging the constitutionality of the POTUS election results in Pennsylvania. But it's really funny because all three of those assholes got reelected in the same fucking election.
Yeah, what
about
your election?
But for some reason, their votes, they're not challenging.
And Lindsay, if why don't we challenge your election? In McConnell's.
Petitioner's legal team has asked me whether I would be willing to argue the case before SCOTUS if the court grants cert. I have agreed and told them that if the court takes the appeal, I will stand ready to present the oral argument.
Oral. All you're getting is a chance to speak about, you know, this bullshit, but you're never going to try the case. And you just get press saying you would try the case, I guess.
And there's a list of representatives that have said they want the court to overturn the results, of the Pennsylvania election. So these are all sad faces.
So does Ted Cruz send out a campaign, a fundraising email that says, hey, send me money. I'm going to go to Pennsylvania to fight to get Trump, White House. Send me money.
Oh, Louis Gohmert in Texas is on the list.
Woo!
Jim Jordan, Ohio.
Hell yeah!
Steve King of Iowa.
Oh!
One of his parting shots.
Nine!
He wants the SCOTUS to overturn the Pennsylvania election. Ted Yoho from Florida.
Is he a dickhead?
Matt Gaetz from Florida.
Yeah! And you got representative. COVID. You got COVID. You got COVID.
So sad faces for all those guys. They're now banking on this latest one from Texas, which is going to go new air.
You know, I'm Matt Gaetz is my congressional representative, and I am members of groups on Facebook. They're like, hey, I hate Matt Gaetz, and all this bunch of groups that just people just hate Matt Gaetz. And in the argument, you say something negative about Matt Gaetz, and there's always this argument. Well, have you actually met him and talked to him?
From who?
From other people around here that people love. It, like, you know, young little maggots love Matt Gaetz and dickheads and trolls and shit. And they're always, the argument is always,
he always wants to go and give me a hand job in the bathroom. I don't know what's wrong. He's a great guy.
Why do you hate him so much? Have you met him?
Have you seen him?
Yeah, I don't want to meet
him. On television? Why would I want to meet him?
I don't want to meet a guy that mocked the coronavirus by putting a gas mask on. Right, and he did that in Congress, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't. That's a guy I don't need to meet. He's a dickbag. I understand him.
Oh, poor Mo Brooks. Nobody, remember he made that pledge that if a senator will join him, he will publicly challenge the election Congress.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It means nothing.
Okay.
But there's none of the senators seem to be holding hands with Mo.
Yeah, yeah.
Even the scumbaggiest of the scumbags in the Senate don't seem to be.
Right. Mo.
Standing up to help Mo.
Mo Brooks, no one, including people in your own party, give a flying fuck about you.
Yeah, he really went batshit.
What does he have to offer, though? Like, why would any of the more popular people in the Republican Party want to shuffle off down to Alabama and suck your weird dick?
I can imagine the part of Alabama he's from.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, I can.
I don't know.
I can drive an hour and imagine the.
What part of Alabama does he lord over?
I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah.
Maybe he's over near Birmingham.
Woo!
Birmingham. But, yeah, he was the guy that was like, I'm gonna publicly challenge the certification, Congress's certification, which it's in the law. Congress has to accept. That's what the safe harbor is.
Yeah.
The numbers that were certified today, nobody can change it.
Yeah, it's one of those things that we have that sort of protect our government, right? I mean, you know, that protects our election, maybe.
Right. Yes. Well, in theory, yeah.
A lot of people care about that. I know that's weird.
Well, they care about all the fraud.
He's up near Mo Brooks is right next to Chattanooga. He's in the that northeast corner.
Oh,
Huntsville, Decatur, oof. Florence. He's in the middle of. He's near Huntsville, but it's kind of. I mean, oof. I didn't mean it to make a. If anybody from that area is listening, that I was clearing my throat. I wasn't making like a oof noise. Your hometown. I'm sorry.
So that's what's going on there. Yeah, Alabama, you guys should be proud.
Vote better. Yeah, I guess. I mean, right?
I'm really waiting to hear what goes on with this Texas lawsuit. But yeah, the Trumpansies are squealing that it got put on the docket. But I mean, everything gets put on the fucking docket. It doesn't mean that they're agreeing to hear the case.
Yeah.
The case that they just told them to fuck off.
Was on the docket.
Was on the docket.
Okay.
And they're not hearing it.
Right. Well, they're dumb.
Well, they kind of hear it. They read what they read the petition and they're like, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, you connect your breadcrumbs and they'll connect their insane fucking breadcrumbs.
So we'll see what Donnie has to say.
Oh,
about
Trump?
That. He'll be very upset.
Then fair.
I can't believe they turned on me. Amy, COVID, Barrett, why did you turn on me? I just put you in the SCOTUS. Fuck you. What about you? Squeeze, friend.
Don't squeeze too hard. I might have to change.
Oh, God. So at that same event, this barnstorming event, Right Wing Watch has a clip of Loudermilk, Representative Barry Loudermilk of Georgia.
Mr. Loudermilk!
I was honored to be part of the official U.S. delegation to travel to Normandy for the 75th anniversary of D-Day. As a veteran, and since my dad was there. As I'm sitting there at the American Cemetery, President Trump comes on the stage, and he goes to this elderly gentleman up in the...
And remember, he then refused to go to the other ceremony because it was raining, and he didn't want to get his hair wet. Remember? when all the other leaders, all the other world leaders were there,
but
he didn't want to go because he didn't want to get his hair wet.
Why didn't he wear a MAGA hat? Where's that hat, you know?
It's raining, I'm not coming.
What a bitch.
In cemetery, President Trump comes on the stage, and he goes to this elderly gentleman up on the stage, and he's, you know, typical Trump. This is a tough guy right here. He's a tough guy. This is a real hero. It turned out that this guy was about 17 or 18 years old when he stormed the beaches of Normandy. The death rate of his unit was 96%.
Jeez. Oh, man.
The death rate of COVID is 0.001%, and we have young people that won't go to the store.
Oh, my God. This guy should be thrown in jail.
And you know what, dude?
He should be jailed.
Shame on you.
He is now complicit in any deaths in that room.
Isn't somehow this statement, isn't he minimizing what people went through on D-Day? Your dad!
Yeah, and, you know.
How are you comparing this to coronavirus?
It's a little different, right?
It's not a good comparison. Are people calling him out for this, or...
Who? Louder Milk?
No, like people. Humans. Like us. I mean,
it's on Right Wing Watch.
That's crazy.
So, yeah.
That's some crazy fucking shit. I think that's offensive.
Georgia.
Jesus Christ.
He wants you to get out and vote, everybody.
Because why? Because his dad stormed the beach at Normandy. I need to go out and get a haircut at Great Clips without a mask. To honor his father's service to the country. I'm just trying to figure it out, Louder Milk. Wow.
Yeah, these Republicans have gone just stark fucking raving mad.
I mean, you know, coronavirus is just, you know, it's a virus. It wasn't created in a lab.
The Wu flu, it was made in China.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, and it doesn't have a nationality. It's a virus. You can see it under a microscope. Can you or not? I don't know.
A good one.
Who knows?
Yes.
Right, and it doesn't have, it's not like, it's not coming after your freedom. It's coming after your fucking body and shit, and your lungs, and your ability to breathe. And it wants to give you COVID dick. It didn't give a fuck how you voted. Uh-oh. What'd you see on the computer?
A meme. Stimulus relief fund in Australia, $1,993 a month. Canada, $1,400 a month.
A month?
Denmark, up to $3,200 a month.
But
France, up to $7,500 a month. Germany, I don't know if this is, by the way, if these are vetted. I'm just saying. But it was tweeted by Ayanna Presley.
Okay.
Germany up to $7,300 a month. Ireland up to $1,700 a month. $1,793. UK up to $3,084 a month. The US gave $1,200 that has lasted 32, supposed to have lasted 32 weeks.
The thing is, if they're going to, you know, they're going to bail out.
And it's all on Mitch.
Oh, God. How horrible.
I mean, 100%.
Yeah. I don't know what to say to that. That says that Germany cares a lot more about their people.
Yeah.
Than our country does. You know?
Well, Trump cares.
You should think about, like, this is a crazy thing to think about, but think about when you vote. Is the guy that you're voting for going to come through for you in a situation like this? Or is he not going to give a fuck and lie about it and have some guy from my piddle pillow?
My piddle.
Ooh, I'm there. I like that website.
I'm supposed to take oleander flower and put it in my piddle, right? That saves right. me, right? My piddle guy told me to take oleander. That's what we got. We got my piddle guy say, take oleander. And what else did we get? We got some fuckhead with hydrochloroquine. That's supposed to do it. We got that.
Yeah.
And we got the Warp Speed vaccination program where our president passed on the Pfizer orders. We got that. But we didn't get $5,000 a month.
No.
We got shit. And that's Mitch McConnell's fucking fault.
Yeah. And, that's Trump's fault. And it's going to be shit. Especially if we don't win the Senate. because Mitch will then not want to do anything that makes Biden look good.
Yeah.
I'll bet Biden doesn't slow down the checks to have his name printed on them.
No, I think not.
Or send separate letters. No. If you got a direct deposit, sends a separate letter that just to let you know, I sent you that stimulus, signed Donald J. Trump. I did. It was mine.
Just vote better, you fucking cunts. It's not that hard. It was not a hard choice in 2016. It was Hillary or this fuck.
Yes.
God, I don't know what else to say. It's a simple choice.
And now, I really need some conservative to explain to me how this is not soliciting election fraud. But Trump has been calling around to all these states, to their legislators, to try to get them to just overturn the election.
Hillary did that, right?
He recently called most recently called the Pennsylvania House Speaker of the Representatives twice during the past week to make the extraordinary request to help reverse his loss in the state.
Did Hillary do that when she lost? Did she do that?
I don't know. She was probably out killing people.
Did Al Gore do that when he lost?
I was busy getting a massage.
Did Jim Carrey do that when he... Not Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. I'm not sure. Ran. He was the one that was endorsed by the My Piddle guy.
My Piddle. I think you should change... What's his name? Steve... Mike Lindell? Mike Lindell. Change it to My Piddle. You fuck.
House Speaker Brian Cutler's office confirmed the calls from the president, making Pennsylvania the third state where Trump has directly attempted to overturn the result since he lost the election.
You're a loser. How many times have you lost Pennsylvania now? How many times?
Three, I think it is.
Damn!
Georgia was three. They announced
amazing.
Another one yesterday. Like there was the third canvas that they wanted.
I don't remember the last time Georgia went for a Democrat.
Right.
I don't remember. I don't even remember it ever being a possibility.
He previously reached out to Republicans in Michigan. On Saturday, he pressured Georgia Governor Bryant Kemp in a call to try to replace that state's electors.
Yay.
Which he can't. I mean, it's just not in the law. You can't.
The guy said there's no mechanism to do what this fuckhead wants.
Right.
There's no mechanism.
Right. Trump doesn't care about your laws.
But like, you know. We aren't, I mean, fortunately, we aren't to the point where, you know, I'm sure if Vladimir Putin said to someone, I need you to make sure this last election that we don't give a fuck about that I got, you know, I won this area. I'm sure someone figures out a mechanism to make that happen. But luckily we aren't there, right? We aren't there, right?
Trump retweeted a picture of Amy COVID Barrett, where her eyes are photoshopped to look like Captain Marvel's glowing superhero eyes. Trump retweeted this.
Pourquoi?
The from @MajorPatriot. Major Patriot's bio on Twitter. Love my wife and country. U.S. Air Force Major retired. Prior enlisted Mustang. Gulf War veteran, intel, comms, mission systems, information warfare.
Can he turn? I mean, did he learn in information warfare how to make his eyes look like?
Wow, he's got 245,000 followers.
Oh, God.
He tweeted, the wheels are coming off. Trump's inspired massive MAGA tsunami turnout forced them to cheat so big they lost their minds in a fraud frenzy. Their unconstitutional legal moves alone are dooming them. And then he quotes Trump, I cut the swamp. I cut them all.
But that guy is saying what they are doing. You guys are doing.
Trump retweeted it and said, they got cut because we were leading by so much more than ever thought possible. Late night ballot dumps went crazy.
That's when they got there.
It's when they started counting.
I mean, you'd have to pause time.
They weren't able to count, yes.
Otherwise.
It's our president, everybody.
Yay. Well, you know, dude, it's, what is it? December 8th?
He retweeted the same Breitbart story three times about Texas suing Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
Okay.
The first one was someone who said, God bless Texas. Trump retweeted it.
Woo.
The second one said, you don't mess with Texas. Trump retweeted it.
Okay.
Third one said, tectonic plates are shifting. Oh, the tectonic plates are shifting. This is it. This is finally it, Ryan.
He retweeted that?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, fifth time. Fourth time. Excellent news. Texas sues Georgia.
What's his standard for retweet? Like, what does he need to see
there? He just retweeted the same fucking Breitbart story.
Show me your clan hood.
Different comments. Ooh, that's kind of creepy.
Oh, no.
John Frederick's Major Patriot wrote, John Frederick's reporting that Georgia Republican state veteran legislators, it should be.
Yeah.
It says legislatures. He means legislators.
Okay.
Are afraid if they call a special session and revoke the electors for Biden, Antifa and BLM will burn down Atlanta and blame them for it.
Oh.
This guy says these groups will burn down anything at the drop of a hat. Grow a pair and call a special session or resign in shame.
Damn.
Trump retweeted that.
Oh, shit.
And he said, Brian Kemp in Georgia and puppet Jeff Duncan of Georgia. That's the lieutenant governor. Your poll numbers are tanking like seldom seen before. Always said Georgians are smart.
Oh, damn.
So he's trying to get them to do it. And then he retweeted it. We got to go. He retweeted his crazy lawyer, Lynn Wood,
yeah,
who is tweeting U.S. attorney numbers and all these numbers of trying to get other states to join Texas's lawsuit.
How sad. How sad. They want to they're trying to get a phone calling campaign to Texas to
light up those switchboards, inundate their emails, Lynn Wood says. Demand they do their jobs.
Jeez.
Dear state legislatures, we're not asking you to do anything heroic. We're not asking you to sacrifice and go above and be all the call of duty. We're demanding you do your job.
You're demanding that they, overturn an election.
Overturn an election.
For no reason.
Where there is no evidence.
Yeah.
Except in Trump's crazy little head and yeah. Sidney Powell's.
You're the crazy one. She's the crazy one.
No, you're crazy. You're the puppet. We'll be back tomorrow, everybody, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we'll be on your favorite podcasting application and at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing, radarcomedy.com, or check out his social medias.
Ooh.
Rated R Comedy on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We'll be back with more Republican fuckery and fascistery tomorrow, everybody.
Viva la resistance!
Now I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidida la muku, mande kishiti kolora bashata.
Ananamas, really an anamas.
Oh, shut up! Shut the you! Shut the fuck up too!
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.